Council, I'll go ahead and start off before we get into the agenda here, and if you'll notice, we have a gentleman who has came in, and I wanted to recognize him, that being David Kirk, and they have a little one with him, so I assume that that's...
We have one too, that's a grandson.
Okay, all right. David served as a police officer with the city for a number of years, and retired recently with the Center Police Department. And we wanted to do a little something for you, David. Wasn't $1 million check, but we do have a certificate that we would like to present to you for your years of service here for the city of Center. If you don't mind, come up and give you this. I know it's a few council meetings later, but I knew we had to get everybody together. But we just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate your time.
Sir, I appreciate y'all giving me the chance. I worked for y'all for 5 years. As you know, I worked for Piedmont for 20 years, and I came over here for 5 years. These last 5 years have been with a good experience. I've loved working for this city. You have a good city. You have a good tax base coming in. You will be proud for all your revenue that you got coming in, because it's better than some small towns. But I appreciate y'all giving me the chance. And I was, it was an honor to serve the city.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all, David. Check is in the mail.
Yeah, check is in the mail.
Interest.
Just a check is in the mail.
I like to get the picture right.
The mayor.
Okay, okay. Yeah, okay, sure.
One, two, three. Thank y'all very much.
Thank y'all, thank you.
I'm your David, appreciate it, man.
Corey. Yeah, there you go. There's a few of us here that you're okay with. There's a few of them that's...
Everybody got me for somebody.
That's the only part of it.
We just come up short. Anyway, I did, council, thanks for allowing us to do that. So we did want to let David know how much we appreciate his time of service here. You have for you the council, the minutes from the last meeting. Any questions, comments?
Don't feel bad, I'll have my name.
I didn't write it.
Is there a motion to approve?
I did say.
Motion to hear. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item. Thank you.
Good time for you to hear.
I got to figure it out. Daphne, you're up. You have the attention.
Okay. I have something for each of you. Pass down, is that acceptable? Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
My name is Daphne Rogers, and I am planning the first annual Cherokee County Agricultural Fair. And I come to you tonight on behalf of the FFA through Cherokee County. We are under the umbrella of the County FFA Association. This is a fundraiser to send 10 students, two from each of the 5 county schools, to Washington Leadership Conference next summer. We have a full range of activities planned for the fair, and those are included in your packet of information in the fair plan. And at the back, we have a letter for you with basically requesting the use of the property behind Gadsden State Community College Cherokee Campus that is owned by the City of Center. Any little patch of dirt is included in that request, actually, that we can use for parking and for just various activities and events that we have, that we'd like to have for the fair. The request is there, and I can go over it point by point, or I can give a minute, whatever you would prefer to do about things.
Well, the main thing, I think, is the use of the softball complex.
Sure.
The one field, you're asking for permission to have a concert on that field. I think you've got your agreement with Gaston State taken care of.
I have a contract.
For the arena.
Yes.
And then I think Mr. Culberson will allow you to use his property for the animals and livestock, okay?
Yes.
So you're just needing the parking for wherever, and then the use of the softball.
And the property around the softball field, outside of the fence area, we actually have spoken with a Midway company about bringing in carnival rides, games, and concessions. And I actually brought with me tonight, if you'd like a copy, of their insurance agreement, and the City of Center is listed as additionally insured for that event, or that portion of the fair. Additionally, we've also secured event insurance independently of that, and have again listed the City of Center as additionally insured. Therefore, that should be sufficient to cover any concerns or questions that anyone might have about liability.
Well, that's what we got to have, and she got her bases covered there.
And I brought copies of both of those, and I'll give to you.
And what do you mean when you say the City of Center additionally insured?
All right. The way that event insurance works is that it covers anything that's going on that's considered to be part of the fair. So that would cover anything that's going on the city's property or Gadsden State's property or the...
Your insurance would cover?
Yes, yes. Anything that would happen anywhere that's regarded part of the fair. Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we go ahead and approve this. This is going to be great for the City of Center. It's going to be great for our county, and I hope it continues to happen and it becomes a yearly event. I think it'd be great for us. It'd be a great exposure for us.
I'll say.
Maybe it'll grow every year.
The only concern, of course, we talked about, since we got the motion second, Charles is here. About the softball field itself. You and I talked about maybe plywood down, but I think now he brought it to my attention is more like plywood for the stage area.
Okay.
Yeah. We really wouldn't need it in the grass. The chairs, lounge chairs would be what you'd need to use. You wouldn't need to use these type of chairs for holes. No punch holes, but just a lounge chair. I met with Daphne too, and she had asked me about bleachers. Bleachers will really block the view of everybody. I'd recommend not using bleachers myself.
Yeah.
Because they will block the view.
Lounge chairs.
When we did the concert before out there, we used chairs and just had everybody bring their own lounge chairs.
That's not people bring their own. Well, at fairs, people don't bring chairs. They usually come, and most fairs, if you go participate in most county fairs, it's more of a grandstand more so, and they have all the stages set up. People aren't lugging around 4 or 5 chairs for kids and everything going through the fair. It's more of a thing where...
Aren't they going to be on a flatbed trailer?
We actually, that is our initial plan, but we spoke today with a rental company that has everything from porta potties to barricades to everything, including a stage. And if it's purchased within the same package price, it's pretty reasonable. So we may actually have a covered stage.
Is it going to be like raised?
It will be elevated a little bit, yes.
What was your thought on bleachers?
Basically, what Mr. Johnson said is we don't actually have at the fair one single event that people would reasonably be coming in and just dropping stuff, like tailgating or whatever. We've got an entire... three areas of events, right? And my request for bleachers is actually for 2 different areas: for the stage area out on the ball field, and then outside the arena, the livestock arena, where we'll be having the barrel racing and all, just for the convenience of the guests that we have there, to have a place to sit and to be able to sit back and relax.
They're not cemented.
If it's later part of November, we should be done. We'll be done by that time. And that's another concern, the weather at that time of year is real iffy, but.
How are those places to move?
Well, I mean, we're not moving them before. Rodney's made anything to help move them.
She's going to move, are you going to move all of them?
I'll be completely responsible for moving and putting them back exactly like I found them. In fact, that guarantee goes for the entire everything. What do I have to lose? I'll be responsible. That's fine. No, we will have the volunteer help amongst all the different FFA organizations and the alumni that have agreed to help us with the setup and break down the fire.
Did you get any writing?
I did.
It should all be included in there. I try to be pretty thorough.
Yeah, I'm reading these.
I think she's on top of it.
Trash can for you to display.
I'm very excited about it.
Put on the sport complex, physio field, battlefield, another from the City of Center Street Department, at least one dumpster.
Sounds good to me too. So the livestock arena is going to be on the other side of this property.
Actually, yes, Mr. Culverson graciously agreed to put a double gate inside that fence and actually have activities along the entire length of that fence that's closest to the sports complex, as long as we stay within 100 yards of the backside of the nursing home building itself. And if you go out there, it's a lot. That's a lot of space. We have a lot of space to work with. The people that we've met with so far have been very, very excited about the location and all the possibilities and all the space that we do have, if we have permission to use it all.
Yeah, we'd have to furnish you the electricity and the water for your event, so. All right.
Want to use the, I heard you like VCU.
The what?
The bleachers over the VCU.
Over Dixie Youth, or want to move them from over
VCU? I'm additionally asking for permission, yes, sir, to move those to the livestock arena location so that we have seating there as well.
But y'all can move it from the back.
We'll put it there.
Security, police department. Cruiser with lights parked on the main road during the event for traffic control.
And my understanding from talking with the folks at the Chamber of Commerce is that for a large event, there is some sort of cruiser type needed out there on the road in case traffic becomes an issue since that four lane is fairly busy.
What day of the week is it?
It's a Friday night and a Saturday. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. It is the opening day of deer season, just for the sake of full disclosure. But if there is not a football game, that's an SEC matchup that day. It's the weekend before the Iron Bowl. It's the third round of playoffs for all of the high school football teams. If that is a conflict, that would be a good thing. And it is, junior high basketball has started, but high school varsity does not start until the following week, and there is no junior high tournament, and I've spoken with the coaches about not scheduling anything like that for the weekend of the fair, so we don't have that as a conflict either.
All right. Anybody have any questions? Hayden, is your daddy going to let you get in the grease pig chase?
We can do some bull wrap.
Bull wrap.
All right, we have a motion by Mark, second by Phillip. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Bethany.
You want to done a good job?
Fantastic.
You're on, so let's see what you do. Right.
Let's blow it out and make it larger every year.
Yeah. All right, excellent. Anything you guys want to throw my way, I'm good with that too.
Charles, did you have another, well, you raised your hand.
I was about the security. Oh. May I just answer that question?
Yeah, the security is here. You already talked with the chief and then?
No, ma'am. I was waiting for permission here first and then I'll talk to whomever I need to next. I'll be in touch with Mayor Wilkie and he'll set me on the right path, I'm sure, to getting all the my things that I need done.
Traffic control in Sashby and...
All right.
We're good, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Council next item is the ad for the Chamber of Commerce and the New Vision magazine. Teresa called me, she's in Tennessee, and she couldn't be with us this evening to explain a little more about it. This is a magazine that they did, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago. I've got the one, she brought me and then left it there with desk. I should get it and let you take a look at it. Whatever council wants to do, this is hanged out for about 7 or 8 years. And the whole page ad is $1,500. What's your wishes?
Is that what we did last time?
Actually...
We have it 2 years in a row, and I know that our magazine goes all the way to Atlanta, and I don't know how many states, because I know my daughter got one in Atlanta.
The Lookout is the name of it.
Yeah.
The Lookout, my bad.
And it was a real good magazine. I mean, a lot of people calling. I don't know how they distribute it in the cities. I don't know myself. They just got some.
Is it a budgeted item, or is it one?
No, it's not a budgeted item. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit. I'll explain a few things to the council about what you have before you. She just asked, and I was going to bring it to you to see how you feel about doing it or not doing it.
When do we have to make a decision on that?
Well, she did it 2 weeks ago.
That's what you want, though.
That was the only thing she needed 2 weeks ago.
That amount that was approved in the budget, we did not pay for the boat show, so actually that amount is...
We can use it for that.
That is in the budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we didn't pay for the boat show.
I feel it's a real good, that's one of the better magazines that I have seen. We used to have a lot here, and we still have those here. They're gone, I know, and I know people requested a lot.
The Chamber...
Covers that wasn't...
Right, the Chamber's putting out the Lookout, or this magazine, which is a real nice gloss color magazine.
Yeah, it's a good magazine.
Of all the local features and events that go on.
They might like to put it here. I make a move, we'll get it.
All right, motion by Glenn, second by Mark. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, council. Next item, we did mention to you the last time that we had looked at, Glenn and I went and looked at part of the issue there at the DCU field in the parking area. Derek, you'll know what I'm talking about, because when you turn off Highway 9, the way it's marked off, you go in and go immediately to your right, go toward the soccer field and to the back, all the way to the back, and then turn left. To help alleviate some of the influx of traffic off of Highway 9 would be to put a culvert there and connect the road from behind the DCU complex to the parking lot. Now, therefore, you could have traffic from Industrial Park Road enter the parking lot or exit the parking lot from that area. It would help with with baseball as well as the soccer program. So, Glenn gave you a price from the County Highway Department.
$59.32.
How much?
$59.32.
And, that's not a budgeted item, but, wanting to let everybody be aware of it, it might alleviate some of the traffic, especially if they're on it. And that's open for discussion.
$59.32.91 to be exact. $59.32.91.
There's actually two culverts.
Yeah, they two tiles.
Two times.
It's 130 each and 136.
Yeah, and of course, when we, Glenn and I both looked at it, and Bobby gave it to us, and we kind of looked at Bobby and said, well, there's only one tile.
Yeah, we went back out there and looked.
So we all went down there, and Bobby was right, and we were wrong.
We're just looking from soccer parking lot up there. You can't see it other than you get up there.
But that's with the two tiles and the topsoil being taken off and the chert put in. So, I mean, how do you feel? Do you want to wait, or do you want to do it?
Well, when's the opening day of Dixie?
The first of April, first weekend in April 9th.
The only thing, if we wait, you know, try to wait till spring to do it, then it's not going to be finished, you know, in time to, I mean, it's just going to be under construction in progress.
So, I mean, let me understand. So they're, you know, going to the Dixie's parking lot like we do now, then the road is going to be back there in the back. They're going to come out and come back out and come on Highway 9.
Right.
Through industrial park, but.
Or you're still going to have as many people coming out Highway 9.
But you're going to have.
Not through the same entrance or exit. It is packed. It's packed in there because a lot of people will go down that old back road, but not a lot. Everybody's trying to circle in and out and get through that. I kept waiting for a lot of collisions to happen this last year, and it just didn't for some reason. But on any given Saturday or a certain time out there, especially if soccer's out there, it is extremely crowded with traffic.
I mean, you see, I mean, you've been there, and it's something, you know, that needs to be corrected. This is, you know, we haven't done it.
And that back road now that it's going to come out onto and go down to, is that belong to the city?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't on the other end, but it does on that end.
On that upper end, then it doesn't block.
And then along does.
That's what we're alleviating really late.
Right.
Just in case we can't make a deal and get it.
I think you're right. I think you could probably, I'm surprised, like Derek said, I'm surprised there hasn't
been. Does it need to be in a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Derek, second by Philip. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? One thing, Miss Nancy Taylor is here, and she called, and we're proud to have her here. She has played on the new tennis courts that have been completed. So, Miss Nancy, I'll let you talk to the council.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm glad I don't have to follow Daphne's footsteps. Wow. I am a master gardener, and she came and spoke to our association, and I knew this girl had all the bases covered.
Yep.
And what a tribute to our community to be able to have, you know, a state, or not state fair, but county fair. But anyway, I have played tennis all over the world, and I have been, I have a little place in Florida, and was responsible for making sure that we got four good courts established there. And, you know, they make tennis courts all over Florida. I have played on three of the four courts here, and the only reason I haven't played on the fourth one is because it's the first court and somebody's always on it. I'm going to tell you, they are beautiful. They are absolutely beautiful. And I want to thank you, Mayor Wilkie, and the previous council for making them happen. Because I was driving 35 miles one way to Rome to play tennis regularly. And I was really kind of worried about my life because there were deer, you know, all the time. And my husband was getting aggravated, and I even had to buy a Prius to justify, you know, the cost of driving back and forth three or four times a week. So I can tell you right now, these courts are top quality. And I am so proud, and I just came back from Sullivan, Indiana, my class reunion, and I took 10 packets from the Chamber of Commerce and the pictures of our new babies, the tennis courts, and said, gang, come on down. And I'm going to tell you something. The more people that come down here are going to want to reside here. And those courts are going to be a great part of that. And I thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, we've got some cosmetic work we got to do on the house.
Hey, Sarah. I do too.
But the main thing, and yes, it's been a long, drawn-out experience.
We've got some bad...
Yeah, we have bad deals before.
I know you have had bad deals before, and actually, I was working in the park as a master gardener one day, and I came up to Tony and I said, "When are we gonna get new tennis courts?" And he says, "Well, actually, we're working on those." And I said, "I've heard that before." And I am friends with Jerry Benefield, who was a great part of getting those god-awful tile things in. And he knows I feel that way, and I play with him regularly. And then, you know, it was four guys who are very, very consistent tennis players. When Mayor Wilkie walked away, they said, "You're not gonna see new courts." And I said, "I believe in him. I think it is going to happen, and I've been to council meetings before, and I know that they're smart people, and that there's more athletics here than just kids." And, I just thank you so much, and I'm trying to think what else I wanted to say. Oh, I went by there regularly throughout the construction process, because I have been involved, and we put four courts in my little development in Florida, which, by the way, I never want to go to anymore, because I love it so much here. So, and now with courts, what's the purpose of even going down there? But I was there regularly through that very long process of construction, and that it was only the weather. And I even saw a bobcat disappear one day to come up and bring out some damp, debris. And they said to me, "We're going to make sure that these courts are going to last a long time, and this community is going to be proud of them." So, good job.
They're nice.
Thank you.
They're very nice.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
Thank you.
You're very
welcome. Just for the record, before we got the specs on these courts, I called Nancy, and she brought me material about this thick, and that's how that we sat down to come up with those specs of what she'd already done.
Well, thank you. But anything worth doing is worth doing well.
Absolutely.
And you did.
Thank you. All right, and these guys are the ones that made it happen with voting to get the money in there. So
thanks,
y'all. Now I want to segue directly into money and revenue and expenditures and so on and so forth. Council, you have there before you a projected budget that was started on by the budget committee, and unfortunately was not finished. So what I did was, is I took it from where it was left off and finished out with it, and from what was done and then what I had done and had Sherry put it together, and we were $67,000 in the hole. Now this with no department getting anything on their wish list. So I went back and I started to try and cut, because the revenue that we had was there. There was no way you can squeeze anything out of what we've got to make it more. So at this point, we are, as you'll look on the very front page, and we've got capital expenditures, and we've got $84,227 to the good of what monies that we have left over. There are four departments vying for items that they would like to have, some of them to need. One of them being the need is a fire truck, and it is what it is. And I did not divide up that $84,227 there. I wanted to let you look at it, decipher, what can be done, or if anything can be done. What is there? I've looked at this thing and looked at it, and there's just really hard to make any changes in this thing. Had Chief come in today and told him, it just didn't look good for putting anything in there. It depends on how you guys want to split that money among the four departments. I know Chief Ware didn't have a lot of items in his. I think his total is about $10,000 besides the fire truck.
Well, from Patrick's experience, of course, Bobby had a truck in. We didn't get it this time, but We do need to get police cars, because we got behind on that one time, and then, you know, they got wearing out, tearing up, nothing else, so that's something to do with that, something like that.
Maybe an all for one, if we divide it by four.
Well.
$25, $21.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this, and you know, with what Chief has gotten us in from the Durbo program. You know, and this is something that we're gonna hope for, is after the year is up, that if we don't need some of this equipment, we'll be able to sell it. So hopefully this is gonna be able to go back in his, or it will go in his department to maybe purchase those two cars. So, you know, we talked about that, and, you know, there's some other areas that we need to try to look at, and he understands that. I'm not talking for you, Chief, I know you, like I told you, I don't wanna get behind on our cars either. We did that 4 years ago, and we almost didn't have no cars to drive, so.
When is our first time that we can sell stuff in the Durbo?
Should be around April.
Okay.
I think our first big item was the first notice we got, was it around April, May, something?
I'm not sure.
When that date happened?
Yes.
Yeah. So how many items will you have by then, we can sell somewhere around end of April or something?
We got two dump trucks, two tractor trailers, two backhoes.
In the pan, then?
Those are the pans. Look at how possible to get one now. About eight or nine.
Yeah, they won't all be the same time, they're gonna be staggered, because we can get them in the same time.
Yeah, so we can probably do it maybe in.
About the end of May, the end of July.
Okay.
Do it all at once.
That's getting a little late for a police car. In July.
It is, yeah.
It's about the year end, and that's when it's about.
Yeah.
It's signed up to $25,000, so it'd be an all for one car.
You know, it is what it is, I don't know how other ways you can just kinda slice this up and make it look more appealing, you might make it look more appealing, but that doesn't mean it's gonna be there.
I don't see so.
Yeah, of course, now there is a 50-cent-an-hour raise for all employees is in there, so.
That's what, about $30,000?
$32.
$32.60. So. Yep, I mean, you know, what we can do is, if you wanna look at this for another, for a couple more days, or.
Have a special meeting.
We can do a special call meeting next Monday.
Next coming Monday?
This coming Monday, because that's the last day of the month.
Can we get a copy of the police list and see what we're doing?
Yeah.
Monday, we have to approve this before October the 1st, by October the 1st.
That'd be Monday.
Yeah, Monday's the last day.
Yeah, it would be Monday.
What time?
Okay, I've got a doctor appointment Friday and Monday. And we always say have an opportunity to review this and study this. I don't know who was the council member that told Derek that we just been shuffled the budgets and approved. I resent that whoever made the remark, because the budget always have been given ahead of time to all the council members to study. And I hope that whoever make the remarks know what they were talking, because it's not so. We had never have approved a budget without every council member had the opportunity to review and discuss it. What about, you cannot meet Thursday, can't you?
I could at 3.
Julie, that gives, today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday by 3.
Do we want to do a special call meeting at 3 o'clock Thursday?
This Thursday?
Yes.
So we're just talking about,
Dick, can you make that Thursday?
Well, I mean, you know, we're not just talking about the $84,000. I mean, that could be distributed among departments later. The main thing is to approve this budget. If you approve this budget tonight, then what it will do, then the employees, as of October 1, get their 2 cents an hour. I mean, if you do it Thursday, they'll still get it, but, you know, it's just, there's not anything that any of us can do. I mean, yeah, I'd like to change the figures, but changing those figures is not gonna make reality.
Yeah, $3,046,000, that's it.
Well, I mean, I'm like Philip, I'd like to see the wish list and,
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, because I put in there $84,000, or that's what the figures came up to. And I didn't go to try to start dividing out that money among the four departments. You know, but I did get this much here done, and that $84,000 can be divided among you guys, is to see how you feel of which department. And I don't have a problem with that. The main thing is, this is as good as this is gonna be. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think it's bad, considering the times, it's a little, increased a little bit from last year, but we did have unexpected expenditures last year, a lot.
We did.
Well, we had something like roof repairs, there's a lot.
A lot. We have over 100,000 just in the streets. So the budget was pretty good and it's still pretty close.
Is this over now?
It's about $57,000 more than
right.
Revenue.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that I can tell you that, as you remember me saying once before, we lost the institutional tax.
Financial
institutional
tax.
We lost that, and we did actually get $18,000.
Yeah, we got a little bit this year.
Yeah. And that's the first time in this, it'd be 3 years.
That we haven't
taken. We've gotten zero.
So maybe they start making business.
Is there any way next year, and I think part of the comment that I made best back there stemmed from the same way that I felt. I want to be a part of the budget process too. And whether I'm asked to be on that budget committee or not, I want to be in there along with two or three more I know that wants to be involved. And I really don't like somebody just handing me a piece of paper with the numbers listed beside each thing without, I mean, I'd like to see a three-year history.
You have not. You did get from the accountants the statement and they have all the history there. If you read it, you can see it there.
Yeah.
When the accountant came and presented the auditor, they give you a book. Everybody got a book.
Are you talking about last November? You got the audit? Yeah.
That's the actual.
That's your.
You got two of them. He's been here twice, right?
Yeah, he gave us the preliminary and then he gave us the final audit.
Well, it's just like, and you know, I don't mind repeating it again. I don't see this. To the Board of Education or the city schools inside our city limits, any money allocated whatsoever for them. And from the get-go, I've said all along, I have a very, very, very hard time. And I know the numbers are there, and I know maybe the revenue is not, but I also, in my heart, feel like that we wouldn't have that alcohol revenue if they knew that money was going to be dumped in the general fund and it was not going to be allocated somewhere. And
what
that's one thing this year.
My question. What did we do 2 years ago when we didn't have
that? Well, we wouldn't have it now. I may be wrong, but I would like to see us allocate some of the funds that are coming in, whether that's 25%, 30%, whatever, to the fire department, the police department, and some for the school. I think that's money we're spending that I, honest to goodness, in my heart, from everybody I've talked to, felt like some of that money was going to those three entities, if not all of it.
Well, you know, the way the law is written, if there's another petition put out there and there's the signatures that are verified, we can have another referendum and it could go back dry. So, I mean, they could take it away if that's the way they want to feel about it.
We also could allocate some of that money, could we not?
Well, what money?
And just like this $84,000 in capital expenditures, you know, we can just use it. I'd like to see us come up with what's the wish list, like Philip said, and let's see what's really needed. Let's go ahead and allocate that money out for the year. And the money's the alcohol money, and I think the revenue was down this year, 90-something thousand, maybe, that we brought in. And, you know, I see where we've spent it, and we don't really have the money to add anything on here. We're already in the hole, but that's just, to me, that's $94,000 we would not have if the majority of the town hadn't voted wet for us to go with. If they knew that it was going to be put in a general fund, and that money would be spent where we deem necessary. Because I know there was never a meeting in here, and I know there was never things publicly stating it was going to schools, but I've had enough people tell me that they were told by people. People involved with this council also, and the previous council.
I don't know who were, because...
People in meetings also, and I'm not going to call any names, and I wouldn't do that.
I know personally myself, I didn't promise anybody anything. I don't make promises that I don't know if I can.
Well, if you feel that strongly about it, there's $32,600 employee raises. If you want to take it out of there, then take it out of there.
I'm going to take some employees' raises. I'm just saying, we're not hitting budget anyways. And, you know,
I'll tell you one thing that we could do. I don't feel like it's a good idea. It's been on my mind for some time. I don't think we need to be providing company vehicles, city employees at taxpayers' expense for personal use. And it bothers me. And I've looked at the numbers. I don't say it was about 12.5 a year based on the current IRS tax rate. So that'll save us a little bit of money if we cut that out. Companies these days, they don't provide company vehicles to employees unless they're first responders. If you're a first responder, yes, you need a company vehicle. But if you're not a first responder, you don't need a company vehicle. We don't need to be paying for personal transportation back and forth to work, especially when people are using them on the weekend and using taxpayers' money to buy gas with. I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, that's the part I'm talking about, having this ahead of time and being able to sit down and maybe come up with some ideas. We might have some to offer, believe it or not. Cell phones. I have no idea what all these cell phones are. I'd like to talk about it. Maybe not in here, but in a budget meeting that most companies and most businesses do have a meeting where you go in and everybody has input and you talk about things and find out. Break each line item down one at a time to be able to do it. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here adding up all these cell phones and I'm like, holy cow. But I'm sure there's an explanation. But I'd like to know what it is.
It's like I'd like to look at our insurance plan. I was just talking to you just a few minutes ago, Mayor, about that. You know, the Affordable Health Care Act is going to come into place October 1st here. Walgreens just the other day took 120,000 employees and put them on the Affordable Health Care Act. And they're doing that because it's saving them millions and millions of dollars. $300-400 million is what it's going to save Walgreens doing that. Now, I'm not saying that we go and look at that. I mean, to actually do it, but we absolutely need to look at it. Because when I look here, we're spending right here on police department $100,000 in employee insurance, $85,000 on street department insurance, administration $86,000 on insurance. I'm looking at that and I'm like, well, maybe we need to look at that. I mean, maybe that could shave off another $20,000 or $30,000. It may not, but it may shave off some. But I don't want to decrease anybody's insurance plans at all. But
how about that? Did you talk about the reduced coverage that you get?
No. No, you still have the same type coverage that the Affordable Health Care Act does not associate risk. Everybody's able to qualify for that for insurance. Right now, we're paying risk among all of our employees, so we're paying a higher rate than what you probably could pay. And that's why Walgreens, UPS, and a lot of these larger corporations have looked at that, because even though they have more than 50 employees, it's cheaper for them to pay the $2,000 fine per employee per year, because they have more than 50 employees, than it is for them to provide their same coverage and spreading risk out. So I don't know what the exact number would be, but we need to look at it. And that's all I'm saying. It may not help us any at all, but it could. It could make a difference for employees. You know, 10, 15, maybe $20,000. It may not, though, but I'd like to look at it and just go over those numbers before we can start, you know, hammering these budgets out and not letting a lot of council members have input on it. and being told that, you know, that we're not on the committee and we can't say anything.
Well, nobody mind for you to say anything. The trouble you took over and you were hateful with everybody and nobody's gonna put up with that because that's not the way that we work in this city.
Yes, nobody's been hateful. You're the only one that has.
You were. No, you were and so is Derek.
What you talking about?
The trouble that every time that we have a meeting, you'll take over and we were working, trying to come up with the budget, and that's not the way that we work.
You didn't even want us in there. We had to just show up for a meeting.
No, I didn't want you because of the way you behave.
But we can be in there. There's a lot of people in this town wanted me in there, I can assure you.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they do. They know you real well.
And the votes will tell you that, Bess. Look at it. And you'll see they want input, like I said earlier, from Philip, from Mark, from me. And a lot of times, we don't have any with you in a meeting, that's for sure.
I don't go in your committees and go argue and stuff that like we didn't know how to make a budget.
You're welcome to come to any committee meeting. I'm in charge of it. Just like I'm welcome to come to yours and have input.
Anybody can come to a committee, but you need to let the people that were working do any work. This city has worked well for 20-something years. Revenues, and we have managed to be in black without having to anybody tell us that we don't know how to make a budget, that nobody, the secretary don't know how to air, and all that stuff. That's unnecessary.
Nobody said that.
Well, you did.
No,
you argued with Cherry that she was not adding it right three times.
I did not. You asked Harry. I looked at the number wrong. It was actually a... sure wouldn't point a finger.
No, not when you add that extra stuff in there. All I'm saying is, you know, I like having input, but I don't want to go to these meetings and sit back. And when I open my mouth up and start making suggestions and stuff, I get shunned. And I try to get bulldozed over. And I just don't like it. And I'm sitting back. And Bess, I feel like you're trying to run the whole city here. And,
oh, yes.
And Mayor.
Absolutely.
You're sitting back. And I hate to sit there and look at that happening because I just don't feel like we're getting anything accomplished.
When I watch it.
You know?
You know, when you come to, every councilman can come to any committee meeting,
right,
and make suggestions on what they'd like to do. And when the chairman of the committee says that, you make suggestions, but you can't go through every line and say something about it. I called Rob Johnson with it and asked him about it. You can't do that there. They get up and argue with one of the committee members. That's why you don't do it that way.
Well, we didn't get anything done, and you know, I'm here. Any time you can call me, come by here and want some questions answered, I can answer. You know, nobody's beating the door down to come and ask me these questions. And everything on here is itemized, and you know, you don't know where the cell phones and air cards are. Every police officer has a cell phone, and every computer in the car has an air card.
Well, it just wasn't that. Every department's got cell phones, different amounts on it. Anywhere from $500, $600 to $2,000, and then $11,000 there. I mean, like I said, who all gets them, who don't? You know, is that something the city just does? Just like I look down here, swim lesson instructor. I'm sure it's needed, and I'm thinking, okay, does the parents not pay for the kids' swimming lessons? Ooh, I don't know. I have no idea what that additional money is for.
Well, you can ask the employees, and they'd be glad to join.
And I'd be glad to, Bess, if we got this ahead of time. And we had a little input on some of this stuff.
Let's talk about this, what I brought up a while ago. Just, I don't know who thinks it's a good idea for the city here to supply company vehicles at taxpayers' expense for city employees' personal use.
Who are you talking about personal use?
If anybody drives a vehicle outside of work hours that's not on urgent response, would that not be qualifying that person using that vehicle for personal use? That's what I consider it. Do y'all think that's a good idea for Harry? Do you think that's a good idea?
I think what you just explained, and I think very well, that you do have people that are not on call on emergency type call that are using the vehicle. And I don't think so. That police officer back there,
absolutely.
He's on first response. That's different. He's got to have it. That's different.
Supervisors that are on street sanitation department is called out at night. They've got to have a vehicle. And they need a vehicle. It's got some tools and different things in there in their vehicle.
I mean, talking about wear and tear on vehicles and fuel, and I just don't think it's a, I don't think anybody really supports it, but I don't know why we're doing it, and I don't know what happened in the past, but the way it got done, but it doesn't need to be done. Companies don't do that anymore. It's just.
We're not a company that does it.
I know that, but we provide services for taxpayers.
And why can't we just look at it, get with each department, see, you know, how many vehicles they are, how much transportation we're furnishing, and if it's not under emergency response or whatever, let's look at that. And, you know, if there's, you know, if there's no need to person driving a vehicle home and everything, you know, I think we can put a stop to it. You know, if it's not someone carrying a vehicle home for emergency response.
How many take, everybody takes the vehicles home, don't they? You take the vehicles home, don't you?
That's different.
They're first responders.
That wouldn't apply to somebody like that.
Let's see, fire department take it home.
That's.
Street department, and who else are you talking about?
Bobby Paul would be a first responder, because if something happened with the streets, we would need him to be there.
Right, parking wreck's not the first responder.
So you're talking about, the parks and recreation?
Yeah, do you think they need to have city vehicles to drive?
Driving to and from home?
And on the weekends?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that was one of the things when they was happening.
So we have a policy in place?
A policy.
Then we can fix it.
Oh, so it doesn't.
When he was happening, we did in Piedmont, and that was when it happened. And you, and he does have to come back, you know, to the ballgame and stuff, if you go home. And that was the reason for that, but.
Well, if that's a policy we have in place, then, you know, I'd like to look at making a motion to amend that policy and change that. I mean, that would save us a lot of, you know, additional money. We could use that $12,500 or whatever that could be, use it for something else that taxpayers can get benefit from and not being used for personal use. I think it's, you're just getting yourself in a situation where it could really be abused and there's no control of it. And I just don't think that's a good idea.
Well, that's something that the committee needs to sit down and look at and discuss at a committee meeting as opposed to right here, right now.
That was my whole point a while ago. Why can't we sit down out before we come out here and let's go over things on this and have input from everybody on this?
Well, what you're saying is they'd have it to be.
Say what?
If they do it with all committees.
I don't know what you're saying, man. Everything we got to do,
they let you bring it before the whole council and everybody do it and then just do away with the committees. I think we're going to just.
Maybe that's what we need to do.
I didn't understand that to be what he was saying.
I understand that he asked. Would you be able to ask?
And have suggestions?
Well, you'd have suggestions, but you can't get a bargain where you need it in there other than that.
We could. I couldn't have a suggestion. I tried. They got cut off anytime I tried to.
No, you didn't. You got mad.
Right.
I was the one that got mad and said I was leaving in the middle of a meeting.
You got the faces wrong, Bubba. I got what?
I said, you got the faces wrong. That was not me that got up.
No, we were sitting there.
I was sitting there. Somebody else got up and leave because they didn't want input.
Yeah, I said, you got some mad.
Yeah, I got upset.
Yeah.
Because number one, I had to beg to get a copy of it. And then I was told I wasn't on the committee. I don't have to be on the committee. Then I said, Philip Martin's coming. Philip Martin showed up. And we were told, y'all are not even on this committee. What are y'all, pretty much, what are you doing here?
No.
We'll take care of the budget. You sit there and be quiet. We've been doing this budget for X amount of years, and it's always been right. And I'm looking at the bottom line. I'm like, yeah, it's always been really good. Real good. I'm sitting there watching this budget, a few hundred dollars for areas we ran over 30,000 last year, and I want to know, has that been a history? You look at 3 or 5 year history, but I take in about $12 million a year, and I have to hit budget every year on it. One thing I know is a budget and how to do it, and I'd like to be a part of it.
I have to set budgets for my business, and I know Derek does budgets all the time, and it's just hard when you look at it, and you don't look at line item by line item, and it's not just four people making all the budget requests, it's taking input from everybody, what do we need, what do we need to do, how do we need to get there? You know, what's our process? And it's just, this is our first time, and we were told that we weren't welcome, and I don't appreciate it.
Nobody told you you were not welcome. You were welcome to be in the meeting, but not to be running the show.
No, we didn't. When we got there, we were told that pretty much from the get-go, by you, not anybody else, but by you.
Yes, because you were not just giving an opinion. You were taking over and telling us that we didn't know how to do stuff.
No.
Well, it is what it is.
We asked for items that we didn't have, that I'm used to seeing anytime you do a budget. That's all I ask for. If we don't have them, okay, we don't get them.
Well, you had the opportunity now. That's what I told you. The budget is presented to all the council to study and whatever it had to be done. But we were working, trying to come up with a budget.
Today's Monday. We got till Thursday.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the part I said that somebody told me it was always crammed down the throat at the last minute by two or three that did the budget, that's inaccurate, correct? That's what you're telling me. But now I get this, you're telling me I got the Thursday? Okay,
yeah.
I agree. You was right. I was wrong.
Well, now, Derek, the committee did sit down 2 weeks ago to try to work this. So that statement is incorrect, what you just said. Okay.
About?
Crammed down the throat in Thursday.
Yeah, I was there for that.
And y'all canceled the meeting?
No, we had another one that they made a date for, but we got a call from Sherry that said it was canceled.
Right.
And I never got another call.
Y'all knew I was out of town. But anyway,
yes.
The bottom line is 2 weeks ago this started to be worked on. So
this is just part of when we first got elected, or I did. I don't know about Mark or anybody else. I know we're new on this thing, but there was only a couple of committees that I really wanted on. One of them was a park and rec, one of them was a budget, and that's the ones I asked for, and I wasn't on either one of them.
But I didn't ask to be in any committee. I took it because he would not have it, and the last minute they put me in that committee. But I didn't ask to be in any committee, and nobody had been buzzing about being in committee until you two got in here.
Hey,
we all
be
working together.
We're not always working together, but if you're going to sit there and hide stuff from us, I'm going to bring it out every time. I don't care.
Who's hiding stuff for
when
anybody?
You tell us best that this is what we're doing and this is how we're going to do it, and you're not welcome here, that's hiding stuff. I mean, that's trying to ram it down our throats.
How many times have you looked and said, okay, you two new council members just need to be quiet. We've been running this city for 30 years, and we know what we're doing. You be quiet. And I say, best, we're here to help you.
You still don't get it when somebody tells you to be quiet.
We're not getting nowhere.
No.
Is what it is. Either you look at it and do it tonight, or you wait and we'll call a special meeting for Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Well, remind everybody that a budget is just a guideline.
That's
just not a bylaw.
Well, once we approve it, we go by.
So
we can amend it.
It's been amended 100 times.
There's a bunch of that stuff in there we're going to have to really talk about before we do a bunch of that stuff.
Well, I'm going to be honest right now, and I'm going to do it. I want to be political about it, but I feel strong enough about this alcohol money that if we don't come up with some kind of allocation for the schools or where we're going to do this money, I'm going to go to the paper. And I'm going to go to the radio station, and I'm heads up. I don't want to do it, but I feel like I'm getting forced to do it. It's just only because I want the citizens of this town to be informed of where the alcohol money's actually going. We can sit down together, all of us, and come up with what we want to do with it, then fine, I won't do that. But that's the only way I know to let everybody know. And ask them to call all of us and the mayor and let them know let us know how you feel about where the money's being put.
You already have approved that anything above $100,000 it would go to the school.
That's because you wouldn't let me spend any of the other one. I made a motion to allocate it when I first came on the budget.
Oh, I'll tell you what to do. That'd be the first one.
Well, I think it's pretty easy
to explain
where the money's going to.
I know where it's going in the general fund. It's helping pay for this.
Well,
I'm just saying this money we wouldn't have had.
You have.
And I fully, firmly believe that.
You have more police. Have more police cars. And our number one priority has always been on public safety.
Absolutely. Well, we need a fire truck. And we need a fire truck bad. So, somehow, some way, we need a new fire truck out of this.
We can take the $90,000 and buy these police cars, hire these policemen, and the fire truck's still waiting. That's kind of where we are.
Well,
there's still nothing to go to the athletic.
Then maybe we need to pull just a little more out of the general fund and pay for that fire truck.
Where are you going to get it from? That's my question. Where is it going to come from?
Well, we use one of the CDs and buy a fire truck if we have to this year. We need a fire truck. And maybe I'm wrong, but we'll find out, because I'm going to somehow, some way, let everybody know. And then we'll find out if they agree that we don't need any of that money allocated that should have been done when it went wet, should have been allocated what we're going to do with this money. Because I'm saying it again, without calling names, that's how it was sold and presented by groups of people that got formed groups of other people and other people that went around.
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't. You're right. It was not you.
Just
a second. It was not.
I had promised once, or nobody can tell you.
Let me talk just a second. I was one of the people that went around with a petition and seeing if people wanted to sign it and did not. And I wouldn't ask somebody to sign a petition that I didn't put my name on first. And I put my name on it. And when I was asked about what was going to be done with the alcohol money, was any of it going to the schools? I said, I don't know. If they asked, are you going to do it like Cedar Bluff did? I said, I don't know. I'm one vote on the council. I said, yeah, I would love to set aside some of it for the schools inside our city limits. But I never guaranteed anybody that that's where it would be spent. And you can look back on record, whatever you want to do. If it's ever been brought up to spend any money, any alcohol money or anything like that on schools, I've always been for it.
Well, I know Glenn was at one, and also that he would have liked to have seen some of it went to the school.
Well, what I actually wanted, and like I say, I didn't tell anybody that either.
No, but I know that's where you'd like to see some of it went.
I said that, but I'd like to see, you know, went 20 to schools and 20 to fire, 20 to streets, and 20 to police, and.
See, and I think there's enough people feel that way. I don't know where we're going to find the money to make up for it, that we need to sit down and talk about that. Let's spend 20%. If we end up putting 30 or 40 in the general fund at the end, okay, but at least we put some of that money towards what the voters felt like it was going to be going towards when we voted yes, me included. Because I got a little boy sitting right there, little girls. I really didn't want to see the town go wet. But when I'm thinking, okay, is some of this money going to schools and stuff? And I'm told yes. And like I said, I'm not calling any names. Then I'm told, yes, where do you think it's going to go? I'm like, man, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. And then we get it, and ain't none of it going to the schools. And, yeah, we got a budget for the fire department and police department, but I'm sitting here, we've talked over a year about a fire truck that we need for different reasons. And if we need it, we need to find a way to get it. And maybe we sit down together and we go through this, and we cut a car here, we cut some things here, we might come up with some money to help try to get some of the things like a new fire truck that we need.
Well, there it is. Y'all take it, you tear it apart, and we'll do it Thursday. I have nothing. Martin?
The only thing else I want to mention is Spark meeting October the 1st, which is Tuesday. So I want to let everybody know that at 6 o'clock. And got some good things going with the Spark group right now in the pipeline, and hopefully we'll get some good things coming. So, good.
No.
Right. No.
Ford Festival.
There was one thing. The company that came in the tennis courts, and they do it. So that tank, could we check to see if that tank would stay on our old court, just on the sportsplex, over the top of the sportsplex? I would try to catch those guys after that.
You're talking about on top of that?
Yeah, if it would tank over that.
Well, I thought the same thing when I looked. I wonder if they could paint the old one. I know it's a different type of surface on it, but that new port just looks so much better.
No, because there's motion all the time. Those old courts are locked together, but they're not secure. So if you put paint over those are going to
move,
and it's going to crack and peel. And I don't know even know about the adhesion process of that.
No, I don't know.
I thought
that you could answer that.
No.
Go ahead, tell me you could answer that.
I can talk with you intelligently about this, not too many, but I would be happy to talk with you anytime regarding that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But I would say that the first two courts are not in bad shape, and I would not touch those.
Okay, those cords have been there longer.
Yes, but somebody came through and put an inferior product in, trying to save money the second time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna take part of the blame for that, because we bid that being the same as sports wings.
That's fake.
Somebody sold you an improper information.
Yes, we didn't get any cooperation, and even Al tried to, I think, even threaten to sue, whatever he did.
Well, he bad luck, and that didn't work either.
Didn't they go bankrupt or out of business or something?
Apparently, that was.
I think they did.
I don't think you had a leg. From what I understand, you didn't have a leg to stand on, and the information you got was incorrect, and you did the best job you could do. But you have done an outstanding job with this one, but you are aware that courts have to be resurfaced, you know, at least every 7 years to be maintained. And my God, this is an investment you do not want to let go.
Right.
Didn't mean to interrupt,
but I think I was. No, I asked for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.